embrace him in his poverty, and you do all you can to deliver him from his poverty. That's describing a person who has no choice. And I'm sure that in the biblical world, the world of James, the New Testament era, the daily dress and the formal dress weren't that different, because life, at least publicly, was more formal. Men wore robes to the ground, women wore robes to the ground, and so forth. But as society has gotten less and less interested in covering itself up, which is a whole other issue we didn't talk about, I think it's important for men to dress up, hopefully so that women will follow that lead and see this as a formal occasion and not an occasion for them to dress like they were going to the beach.
What would your advice be to a person who's in a church where the formality and the seriousness of worship has just been totally thrown out the window, and now everything is entertainment and jollity for the sake of the people who are there?
Sure.
What do you advise a person like
that?
Well,
and the short answer to that question is, if that's the way they do in the beginning, then the message must be pretty superficial. So you've got to ask the question, is this not simply a reflection of the theology here? And if there's a better option for sound truth, sound teaching, you need to find that.
And it comes back to the definition of worship.
Right. I don't need anybody to whip up my worship. I drive in my car, around, and I sing hymns, and I praise the Lord, and I thank Him, and I lift up my grateful praise to God for His goodness in my life. And I love it when the congregation surrounds me and the musicians surround me in that environment, but worship is just a way of life. It's that way for me every day on every occasion. I view the whole world, I think, with worshiping eyes. I see everything as a revelation of God and His mercy and His goodness. And so it is informed by my understanding of God. And the better I understand Him, the more prone I am to worship all the time. And then when I go to gather with God's people, it's the ascendancy of that worship in the congregation of the righteous that is so rich and exhilarating. And I think it needs to be exalted, lofty, transcendent, dignified, respectful in every sense.
Thanks, John. That's a great start. And we'll come back and take this issue up again, I promise.